Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tyler. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling to cancel my my account. I tried calling and no answer. This is the time you answer.
Okay, what's your zip code?
87063.
And your first and last name?
Marina Garley.
All right, so I was able to locate an account matching your name. Can you verify the mailing address for me, please? Excuse me.
Physical or?
Your mailing address. Whatever address you put in to order it.
1000, let's see, P.O. Box 25, Willard, New Mexico, 87063, or 1001 Dallas Avenue North.
Okay. All right. So as I look over your account, I show that you purchased, it looks like the NutriSlim. And so you purchased, you entered into the trial on the 17th of May. And so you paid $6.70 for each one of those shipping for the products. Now they're just now getting around to charging you for that original product that you received because you never called to cancel the trial.
No, I kept trying to call and I got three different phone numbers. So,
okay. So you,
the one,
you've been trying to call us since the 17th of May.
Yeah. I finally got your number.
Okay. So, unfortunately, that's a nice span of time, and that's funny that you call tonight and we pick up the phone because, you know, all those numbers should work.
You know what? This isn't the number that was on the first one for the trial. So I have to go through everything and wait till you take it out so I can have the correct number.
Okay, when we were trying to charge your card originally, there was no number listed there for the decline charges.
And my card?
Yes, ma'am.
No.
Okay. Yeah, so unfortunately, it is your responsibility to give us a call and let us know that you would like to cancel. Have you been using the NutriSlim?
No.
Okay, is there a reason why you're not using the product, ma'am?
Because I got one bottle.
Okay, so you only got one bottle. You did not receive two.
No.
And which bottle was it that you received, ma'am?
The detoxant. Or is that the one I paid for?
Well, you paid for both of them because both of them were ordered. So, let's see.
I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Is your other phone number 855-480-6916?
I don't see that number listed here. But as I was saying, it could be multiple numbers that we have that you can call into this particular call center.
Well, that's the number I've been calling. And it charged me $92.90.
Yes. So I do see that here. And like I stated, I mean, once you received the one bottle, how come you didn't give us a call to let us know that you only got one bottle instead of two because you ordered two things?
Didn't you just hear me, the number that I was calling? You say
okay,
you don't
so
see
how
it?
Did you
That's
get this
the
number,
number
ma'am.
I called. I have to wait for my bank statement.
Okay, so if this number was listed on your bank statement, it had to have been listed on your bank statement when they tried to pull out the money and it declined.
No, I told you what number it was.
Okay, so when we charged you on the 17th of May, what number was listed then? Because we've tried to charge you multiple times, and you're telling me that this number, the number that you had were contacting, was the only number that was listed. Because we have at least two numbers for each product.
All I know is the number that I was calling, you didn't answer. So I'm calling. You have my account. I want it canceled, and I better get the money back because I'm gonna file.
Okay, I mean, you can file a dispute with your bank and they'll do an investigation.